This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And California on fire, the largest wildfire of the year, raging out of control, very close to the Oregon border. I hate to start that way, people, but this is a snapshot of what we're dealing with in this country. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. I hope you're doing well this past weekend and bouncing into another new month. Here we are on the doorstep of August. But it's been devastating for the people in Kentucky. Sad to watch this, digging out, the death toll rising, 28 as of Sunday night. Dozens of people unaccounted for. Just some areas are completely inaccessible, so search and rescue teams are doing everything they can, but you got spotty cell service that adds to all the crazy chaoticness of this whole thing, and so many good people trying to help neighbor and neighbor, and just it's what we do, right? When there is something like this that happens, some kind of a catastrophe. And so Governor Andy Beshear says that you're seeing this, you know, you're seeing signs of survival, you're seeing heroic people, things are happening all over, people have lost everything, but you know, they're not even getting things for themselves, they're getting them for other people in their neighborhoods, making sure their neighbors are okay. So you had this excessive runoff from thunderstorms and showers, and that's going to continue Monday, they think, as well. So that means more flooding of rivers, creeks, and streams. We know how this goes, right? Rainfall rates of up to 2 inches an hour means flash flooding. It could certainly spark that in some areas that are already turbulent. So the flooding has absolutely caused millions of dollars of damage and displaced hundreds and hundreds of people. Some of the hardest hit places, some of the counties anyway, Floyd, Knott, and Barry, all really, really tough. Power gone. Shelter, cell service, that's a big problem for a lot of these places. I'll tell you how I knew. I mean, we knew this was bad, but a photograph can really paint the picture. And I saw a photograph of this Tennessee task force searching and trying to find people, and they were wading through this creek, and they looked like they were trapped, but they weren't. They had ropes with them and whatnot, and they were trying to find people, and they were buried up to their shoulders, had helmets on, and just debris, chunks of concrete and wood and everything else in between that was scattered around them. So that's why they were there. That's why they were that deep in trying to find anybody that they could. And this is going to be, I think, a long climb out of this, absolutely 100% for sure. So what do? You add assistance. You know, you help the people, and that's what the people are doing for each other. But other people are coming into Kentucky to do whatever they can. Really, really tough. We've been talking about fires in California for a long time on this show. I've talked about when I was in California how fires were a big problem, but nothing like we've seen. A wildfire is very close to the Oregon state line. It's now 50,000 acres. It's the largest fire this year, just 1 week after a previous record was broken. So the McKinney Fire erupted on Friday in Klamath National Forest and burned out of control. It is not contained at all as of late on Sunday. You've got gusty winds and high temperatures and lightning and low relative humidity, so that's all the problems in between. And what's really tough is for the firefighters, because as it intensifies, you're not sure the behavior of the fire. There are conditions you're aware of. You can map it out and you can strategically look at it. But sometimes things change, especially with the fuel beds that are so dry, because they can just absolutely erupt. And certainly that's what's happened here. I'll give you an example. There's a place called Eureka City. About 2,000 people had to be evacuated. And they're right around them. They're coming up with these new lightning fires. It's really that bad, where people are just throwing things in cars and taking off. I mean, that's it. Because they don't have enough time in trying to game plan. Oof, what do we do here? There isn't the time to think about it. It wasn't like there was a warning, oh, it's coming over the hill. No, quite the opposite of that. All right, the other big news is President Biden tested positive for COVID again, back in isolation. It's a rare case of what they call rebound. So I know people that have gotten COVID a couple of times, but not right on the heels of, I have COVID, okay, now I'm coming out of isolation, whoops, now I test positive again, I'm rebounding. That's exactly what this is. Supposedly no new symptoms. He feels okay, according to the White House doc, but he has to do the isolation procedures. He's the president, so that's what he has to do. And he's 79, and they're saying it's nothing about age, but he's vaccinated, he had the two booster shots, and he is saying that he was asymptomatic, but he would do it for the safety of the people around him. And his age definitely puts him at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID, because people over 65 account for more than 81% of deaths from the virus. We knew that, right? I mean, it's killed more than a million people in the U.S. And so you look at that number, 81% is a very high number for that demographic, and he's in that demographic. So testing positive again is not a great thing, but they're saying that, they being the White House doctor, is saying that the symptoms again are mild. They are mild. All right, one other thing, since I mentioned COVID, remember when monkeypox wasn't such a big deal? Well, monkeypox cases are up well over 5,000 cases. There's obviously a health emergency. There's been vaccinations that have come into the United States. And the warning is, I mean, this is affecting the gay population, gay men, but it's also spreading to other people, right? And we know that when things happen, like this monkeypox, sometimes people are getting it that don't fit that demographic. New York, the hardest, over 1,200 confirmed cases. California, 799. Illinois has almost 400. Florida has well over 300 as well. And it's all about, did you come in contact with someone with the symptoms too? You get a rash on your face or mouth, and then it spreads to other parts of the body, especially the hands and feet. And boy, this is something you don't want to get. I've said this before, when I've looked at some of these photos of these marks and how they pop up and how frightening it is. And these vaccines are incredibly important to fend off monkeypox. All right, we're going to go to deep space next for a very interesting reason.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Somebody who was a Star Trek original, and she really was an original and was very, very popular in the years that she was on the show and broke some serious, serious ground. And she's not the only one we lost. I'm going to talk about that here for a second, but I love that familiar team, right, of Star Trek. I do. I love it, love it, love it. So what happened was, you know, the years that I watched, I think I got so hooked into different characters, and there were no strong female characters in a lot of the space things that we watched as kids, but there was the iconic Lieutenant O'Hara, Nichelle Nichols, who really was, like I said, a trailblazer. She was part of that whole 60s TV show, and she died at the age of 89. Her son announced her death in a statement on Facebook and said, "I regret to inform you that a great light in the firmament no longer shines for us as it has for so many years. Last night, my mother, Nichelle Nichols, succumbed to natural causes and passed away. Her light, however, like the ancient galaxies," I love that, "now being seen for the first time, will remain for us and future generations to enjoy, learn from, and draw inspiration." She played O'Hara on the original Star Trek show from 66 to 69, and then did it in six films, starting with the 79 Star Trek, The Motion Picture, and she was praised in all kinds of ways, including breaking down barriers when black women were rarely seen on television. But she was. I think because I didn't see it as it was when it was live, I saw all the reruns of it, but the reruns were incredibly popular. So to me, that was, you know, that was Star Trek. And my mother like Star Trek, so I got to know that character, and I really, 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 really liked her. Okay, the other thing is that in our next hour, we're going to go to the Man Cave, but a big icon in the world of sports, Bill Russell, has died, and I tell you, I had a chance to meet him in my career and have a quick couple of chats with him at All-Star Games, and he was very friendly, and he played and broke his own barriers with some incredible championships, 11 in all, and he was part of a dynasty. He's part of a huge Celtic dynasty before joining the Celtics, though. He helped the University of San Francisco to a couple of national collegiate championships in a row. Also, the Olympic team to a title in Melbourne, the Melbourne Games in 56. So he had all kinds of different things that he did in basketball, but definitely his legend was fermented with those 11 times and winning the league's most valuable player 5 times. And of course, the NBA honored him by naming the playoff finals MVP award for him in 2009. He also got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And he was incredibly talented. I've seen lots of footage of him. He's athletic, very, you know, athletic for a very big guy. And he brought something different to the game that they didn't have, because he, at the time, it wasn't that nobody did, but he could really move the game defensively. So that was the other thing, and that was so different, because it wasn't all about scoring, scoring, scoring for him. It was that he was that two-way player. And boy, what a difference he obviously made in his years, and all his teammates all give him massive credit from those Boston days. And I'll tell you, it's interesting what he did in his career, and what he did on the court, and what he did off the court. So certainly RIP to one of the greatest legends of all time in the NBA. If you haven't seen any footage of Bill Russell, whatever search engine you use, go and dig it up. It's worth looking at, because he was incredible and absolutely, like I said, had a very, very big impact on the game. All right, so when we last spoke, we were talking so much about the Mega Millions jackpot. I will tell you, I did win something from that jackpot on Friday, and it was a dollar. So I had a mega ball. That's what I had. I had a mega ball. But the chase for this big lottery ended with a single ticket sold in Chicago for that whole $1.337 billion. Yes. And do we know who has the ticket? Nope. They say they haven't even... the latest is they're saying they haven't heard from the winner yet. Illinois Lottery is saying that they don't know whether they even know they won, right? Because they always encourage people, check your ticket. Can you imagine that? Nobody ever, if you didn't come forward, oh, I just bought a ticket. It's crumpled up in my pants pocket. But it was from a Speedway convenience store 20 miles outside of the city. And what's interesting, and some people, I guess, don't really realize this. So I had the Mega Ball, it was 14. But the store where the person buys the lottery, they also get, in this case, because it's so high, they get $500,000 for selling the winning lottery ticket. That's pretty good for a Speedway store to get that, right? And it was huge because people were talking about it. What if you won it? What if you won it? What would you do? What would you do with all the money? And always my favorite thing ever is when people say they would still work. I would still keep working. I would still keep working no matter what. I would do it. I would do it. I tell you, I would do it. I want to mention this because we're going to go to the mailbag next, and I got a couple of emails from people that are stuck in a lot of really lousy weather. And we've got some lousy weather around the country. It's not just in a couple of the areas that I mentioned. In Arizona, monsoon storms have wreaked havoc. I mean, battering Arizona. I've got some good friends that live there. And, of course, we're on KVOI. I got a lot of email from you in Tucson. And it's nasty stuff. The same thing, that flash flooding. And you feel the impact when the storms bring that rain so fast, hitting all kinds of areas of the state, Tucson being one of them. So you get dust storm advisories, severe thunderstorm warnings, flash flooding. The valley was pounded on Saturday night. They had that, what I just described, a dust storm and flooding and all of that. Heavy, heavy rain downtown Phoenix. And, boy, Flagstaff is having a rough monsoon. Right, and the monsoon season doesn't really officially end until September, till really late September. And they had a canal that filled with raging floodwater. So they had Highway 89 was shut down in both directions because of flooding. And Vegas was also in that same boat, so to speak, hit with terrible, terrible monsoons. Where, you know, had flooding on areas of the strip and whatnot. So there are certainly other parts of the country that are also getting slammed with some terrible, terrible weather. But I think when we look at Kentucky and we see how those numbers keep climbing with the people and how it's really that rescue, search and rescue has been very, 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 very tough. It's sad to see it because there were people that just had no way out, living in beautiful mountainous regions but didn't have a chance to get out and had to rely on, will somebody be able to get to me, because they couldn't get out themselves. Not everybody, and there were people helping each other, but there were so many people that were on roofs looking for whatever help they could possibly get, where 911 couldn't even handle all the calls, and then the rain keeps on continuing, so it just doesn't let up, and it makes it that much more difficult. All right, your thoughts coming up next as we hit the mailbag.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Emergency declarations of the global monkeypox outbreak are coming from San Francisco and New York State. Experts say anyone can contract the virus, and its symptoms could include a fever, headache, or rash anywhere on your body. Dr. Mark Abdelmalek is a dermatologist.
Anyone can get monkeypox, and so health officials everywhere, especially in San Francisco and New York now, want people to know it's time to pay more attention and to watch out for those signs and symptoms of monkeypox.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said this week that there should no longer be any doubt that Russia intends to dismantle Ukraine and dissolve it from the world map entirely. Linda Thomas Greenfield told the U.N. Security Council that the United States is seeing growing signs that Russia is laying the groundwork to attempt to annex all of the eastern Ukraine. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has even stated that this is Russia's war aim. This is USA Radio News. A Florida police officer is being charged with felony battery after grabbing another officer by the throat and screaming at her last year. Footage from multiple body cameras captured the officer, Sergeant Christopher Pavese, soon after he arrived at the scene of an ongoing arrest in November of last year. The charges against Pavese were announced this week. The sergeant, a 21-year veteran of the Sunrise Police Department, was originally placed on desk duty days after the incident, but has now been criminally charged. I find this behavior to be disgusting. I think the video speaks for itself, according to Sunrise Police Chief Anthony Rosa. South Bend police officers fatally shot a man Friday near an elementary school after he apparently pointed a gun at officers during a standoff, Northern Indiana police said. Witness statements and police video show that Dante Cottrell, 51, was threatening to take his own life and appeared to be waving a handgun outside a St. Joseph County elementary school. Cottrell later died at a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to everybody who once again filled the mailbag. This one from Max right at the top. He says, Kate, no Chinese debris hit me or my family across this great country. I don't know where it all ended up. Where do those remnants end up falling? Great question. I talked about that. They did fall back to Earth over the Indian Ocean on Saturday. So what was so weird is China didn't, like, say anything about whatever information they had about the boosters reentering the atmosphere. They, like, no idea of, no thought of telling us anything about it, which is weak. They said the vast majority of wreckage from the last stage of Long March 5B burned up upon reentry. So we could confirm, the U.S. Space Command, that the booster had reentered over the Indian Ocean, but they referred to China for details on whatever technical aspects you would want to know, including the impact location. So the good news is that it didn't fall in anyone's backyard in the United States. The bad news is not sharing anything. I love what the NASA administrator, Bill Nelson, said. This is great. He's right. All spacefaring nations should follow established best practices and do their part to share this type of information in advance. Why? To allow reliable predictions of potential debris impact, especially for heavy lift vehicles like the Long March 5B, which carries a significant risk of loss of life and property. Let me, like, say that end part. The NASA head dude is telling the People's Republic of China, hey, really, thanks for helping us out, because this could have hit somebody and they could have been killed, or it could have destroyed their property, because they did not do it. I mean, even though we knew there was not a great probability the debris would land in a populated area, that doesn't mean that it doesn't. There's no way to say. You could tell everybody, well, we know it's hurtling back to Earth. We're 88% sure it won't hit you, but not 100. So, Max, yeah, I get you. We did not get hit by any debris. I mean, look, that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. Let's move to another one. How about this one from Joe, who says, dang, I did not win the Mega Millions jackpot. I invested the most I ever invested in the lottery, $20. I didn't even get one number, Kate Delaney, but I don't feel awful because I know that the money gets used for something worthy in my state, and it was kind of fun to play along with this whole jackpot thing. It's not something I do daily. I imagine a lot of people normally are not playing the lottery who jumped in on a huge jackpot. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, you get the jackpot fever. So when you keep hearing, oh, it's $1 billion, it's over $1 billion. So somebody says what we all said, just like I did, just like you did. Oh, what the heck? Just plunk down a couple of bucks. Chances of winning are not great, but somebody has to win. So we'll do it, right? And we did not. Well, I won $1. So I'm going to say I won $1. That made me feel good. $1. I got $1 back. Let's move to another one. This one from Ben. And Ben says, Kate, I'll tell you what. I don't care about celebrities. I like to watch movies, kind of like you. I know you've talked about that on the show before, and you've done movie reviews and whatnot. But I am so disappointed in Will Smith. Independence Day was one of my favorite movies, and I just felt like I couldn't watch it the other day when it was on. Why? Because I happened to be watching our local news here in New Orleans, and I saw the whole Will Smith, mea culpa, or whatever he was trying to do about Chris Rock, and it just seemed so insincere to me. But it also seemed like, why are we watching this whole Will Smith thing? Shouldn't this just be what happens between him and Chris Rock? And I think when he won the award, because I've seen clips of it, he should have apologized to Chris Rock right then and there. Whether, no matter how it was received, it should have been somehow woven into the moment that he wins the Oscar. Now he's banned for however many years they banned him. I don't follow that kind of stuff. But it just goes to show you that he would disappear into characters for me. I liked his kind of swagger or the way he was playful, I think, in some of the movie roles that I saw him in. But I don't know that I'm such a big fan anymore. You know, it's so interesting that people who really don't care about this kind of stuff, like, I love the way you set that up. That's exactly what happened in my household. We were watching something. I think it was like the nightly news was turned on because I had just come back from walking the dog, and that clip was on, and he started talking about, and granted, this was a YouTube clip, so that was being talked about on news stations all over the place, but he went on took us like on this whole journey about he's doing a lot of thinking and personal work, and you know, you asked a lot of questions. I want to take some time to answer questions or whatever. It was like a rambling 6-minute video. So to me, why wouldn't just send it to Chris Rock? So this, again, what is the motivation behind this? That of course it's going to get picked up and it's going to get seen by everybody. And are some people going to say, oh, that's good. He feels badly and, you know, we're all human. I don't know. I don't know. What does it make any sense? Yeah. Who cares, right? I'm exactly like what you're saying. It has been a moment, and of course now this is in our face. So yeah, you're reacting to what we you know, to what we saw. All right. This one is from Dawn. Kate, I have family in Kentucky. They didn't really get hit with the brunt of what's happened to many parts of Kentucky. They did feel something. They did have some things happen, but nothing like the people who are homeless. And it is really worse than I think most people know, and it's probably going to get even worse than we can imagine because of what's happening with the water. So there's lots of National Guard that are trying to help people besides the rescuers. And with cell phones being out, it's tough to identify people that are missing. So a lot of drone usage. From my cousin's information to me, said that a lot of drone was being used, and he lost a fence, but that was it. He was on the outskirts of one of the hard-hit areas, but it's taken a toll on a lot of people. And, of course, they got to rely on things like bottled water, and even when the floodwaters recede, you know, probably a lot of these people are not going to be able to rebuild because they won't be able to rebuild in the area where they are. Yeah, that instantaneous, thanks for that, telling us that the instantaneous displacement is got to be a shocker. I mean, is anyone really ready for that? And what is the answer to that? No. Yes, you can have whatever you have ready. Great, but now your house is floated away and everything else. And it's that heavy rain is just a killer. And then waiting for the water to recede, and the water gets so strong, it just washes things away. That's what happens. They become overwhelmed, and people try to get on the roof for safety, and they can't. The water gets so strong, they can't hold on sometimes. And I think in some of these cases, probably people were trying desperately to do that very thing, and they just could not. You know, they just could not do it. All right. Here's one from Jace, who says, Kate, I know you talk about Arizona and spending time everywhere from Tucson to Sedona to, you know, Phoenix. And the monsoons here have been really, really, really tough. I have family in Phoenix. I live just outside of Tucson, and I mean, all of us are just constantly checking the weather because we're getting hit by flood warnings all over the place, and it happens, even though we know monsoons, this is the season, it happens all of a sudden, and then sometimes you get that blowing dust, and you can't even see. I don't know if you've been in any of those dust storms. I know you lived in the Southwest. But that is equally as bad. So you're getting hit on all ends of this thing. And, boy, for any of my fellow Arizonans, please pay attention to the weather, because these storms and then these the dust storms and the rainstorms are ravaging our areas, too, as well. Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of the photographs, and I've seen some of the video of it too. It is really bad. You're absolutely right. Flagstaff, Tucson, Phoenix, and it's like, you know, you see it coming, the monsoon, where you see it off in these dark clouds, and you can see how the rain is coming down, how rapid the rain is, and how hard the rain is. Just that cloud coming towards you. Mother Nature can be so cruel, is what it is. I mean, just so cruel in looking at what's happening in California with the fires, and then particularly the big fires right near Oregon, and then looking at these monsoons, and of course what's happening in Kentucky. Round the bend, closing out this first hour, Fair or Foul.
Hey,
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tail end of the show. This is the time when I invite our technical maestro for this version of it, Jeremy Paulson, to join us for Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
All right. Is it a hard foul or not? Animation. You and I are both adults, but, you know, there's some interesting animated flicks that come out that are really kid-oriented. Would you go and see an animated film, or would you be too embarrassed or think, I'm too old to go see this, I'll maybe catch it on the tube, or who cares?
I would absolutely go. I don't want to grow up on the Toys R Us kid.
Well, and I'm thinking of it because DC League Super Pets debuted, and it was number one. It was number one, yeah. 23 million. You know what? I'm not huge into animation. I was when my nephew was young, and they always give me grief about it. Like, why don't you like animation? I don't understand. Why don't you like animation? Because I like a different genre of films. I like independent films. I like all kinds of films, but I would watch it. I'm not saying I would be embarrassed to go and see it.
You don't like comedies.
I do like comedies, but I'm picky. I like really good comedies. And you know what? They are. You're right, because a lot, if you look at Shrek, for people listening, they have kids, grandkids, whatever, or they don't have any kids, but they've seen Shrek or some of the other things out there. If you really listen to the lines, it plays for kids, but also there's deeper meaning and plays for adults with the sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm sure Super Pets is the same way.
Yes.
So I say foul, you say fair. I don't think it's foul if you want to go see it. But I just think I would. I
love all animations. I love all movies. I love animations. I'll go see animations.
All right, another animated fan. There we go again.
I'm a movie
another one.
Fan.
Animation, I'm a movie fan, but not animation. Although I have seen, I say that, I saw that one with Ryan Reynolds. I can't think of the name of it now, and it was decent. Oh, what's the name of it? It's going to drive me crazy. I'll think of it, but I can't remember it right now off the top of my head. Paddleboard versus kayak. They have blow-up kayaks and blow-up paddleboards, and you have the chance to get one or the other. What would you take?
Kayak, hands down.
Why not the paddleboard?
I ride motorcycles, but my balance is not... No, no.
My balance is good.
Standing on no board and falling into the water.
Standing on no board.
I'll sit down and just chill and coast on the water. I like
okay, it. it's so interesting to me because I'm sure this also people listening have seen this. Because I don't care if you're in the Ozarks or you're in Minnesota or you're in Michigan, any of those lakes, or somewhere in an ocean, paddleboarding has become so big. And paddleboarding and kayaking, the blow-up kind, is also big. So I noticed where I am, of course, very close to the beach in the Gulf, the paddleboarding is big, but people sit down sometimes on, because there's waves that can be choppy, they sit down on the paddleboard. They don't stand up sometimes.
Oh,
just,
okay.
That's how they do it. But you're sitting down, like, on your knees or whatever, and you're paddling on the board. Some people do that.
Yeah.
Or you could do that. It'd be hard. It'd be hard on you, though.
Yeah.
I think physically.
And then when you try to stand back up, you fall in the water.
Right. Yeah, I'm the same as you. People constantly are trying to persuade me about paddleboarding. I'm like, no, you're
what's
not
going to... kayaking?
Wrong with kayaking? Why can't I sit in a kayak and paddle? I like the idea of sitting and paddling and using the leverage of that.
Agreed.
Versus standing. You have to have good balance. You know, and you have to be waist thin. I think the thinner you are, the easier it would be to have your balance. But even then, it wouldn't be necessarily easy if you had waves you had to deal with.
Right.
You
I'm not a surfer. I have bad balance.
Yeah, I'm not either. I've tried them though. I have tried them, but the balance thing, No. This is an interesting phenomenon that's happening also around the country, and especially in the summertime, people would probably notice it, but it's all during the year too. They have these water stations where you can fill up water bottles. You carry your water bottle with you and you fill it up. I mean, it can be by trails and whatnot, but also in airports and outside of lots of urban areas or rural areas, they've got water stations set up, so you just take your water bottle and fill it up. You don't have to go and buy water. Versus bottled water, which would you be, bottled water or water bottle?
I have a bottle. I use, you know, a water can or whatever. So I don't know. I would probably use the filling station.
The filling station.
Yeah, I carry a
You carry,
I carry a
so.
metal container or whatever.
Oh,
you want to call
is it a big one? How many ounces?
Yeah, it's
really
big. Yeah.
Like 80 ounces of water?
No, I doubt it's that big. I don't know. It's pretty big though.
60,
it's a Breda
30?
One that has a filter inside of it.
Oh, it's huge.
So it like. No,
oh,
it's
that'd
like
be
a
so
little
annoying.
Filter inside the straw inside of it. So like you fill it up, and then it sucks it through a filter. It's kind of
right.
Cool. I like
right.
it.
rid of.
Use a lot.
That's good. So that's good for you. You save money too because you're not getting all that bottled water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know it's even like not tap water? I mean, you just gotta take their word that's not tap water, and they didn't just fill
that's
it
right.
up.
We're gonna sucker these people, and we're gonna put our name on the bottles, and we're gonna wrap them up. And we're going to put them on the shelves, and people are going to get this bottled water, and it's not going to be what they think it is.
Yeah, like triple filtered water, but we got it from the tap out back.
Yeah, we got it from the tap. But bottled water is necessary because, like, look at the people in Kentucky. When you have these survival moments, you're just throwing water at people. I mean, you need bottle. We need bottled water. But it's good to do the water bottle practice. In theory, I do that, but I always forget. So, like, if I'm flying, I should have the water bottle. I see everybody filling up all over the place. It'd be so much easier, but I forget. And sometimes, not if I was hiking or doing something like that, but I'm saying, and you know this because you have it in your everyday life, you can find those spots. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So Shark Week was on, and they have Shark Fest, which is on Nat Geo. And it made me think about this because they have two wildly popular shows. If you were forced to watch either one of these shows, which one would you pick? Wicked Tuna or Naked and Afraid?
Do I have to answer that?
Yes, you have
I don't
to
like
answer.
Either of those.
Yes. Can't even
Wicked
come up
Tuna,
with...
probably.
Wicked Tuna. Well, it's guys. There may be some women, I don't know. They're fishing for big prize money for hauling in sometimes 800-pound tunas.
Huge tunas. Tunas are massive.
They're massive. I don't know how they do it.
I didn't even know how big they were until I, like, watched one get filleted. I was like, tunas are that big?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I didn't know that either. When I was a kid, I had an uncle who had a deep sea fishing boat, and they told me, "Oh yeah, everybody has, it's like a rite of passage. Everybody has to go out on it." So, and it was all boys in my family. So of course we go out, and we're way out in the ocean. You can't see anything. And I had my turn where I had to sit down and reel in a giant flounder, and I thought my arms were going to break off. I was like 8 years old. Reel it in, and flounder is pretty decent. Flounder's good to eat. I like flounder. But some of those suckers get big, but nothing like a tuna. I couldn't haul in a tuna. Do you think you could haul in a tuna?
I could.
You could haul in an 800-pound tuna.
Yeah, I could. I mean, my biggest issue when I go fishing is I tend to just reel, and then the line breaks. And the biggest issue I heard with the deep sea fishing, the big tunas, you don't have to worry about that. Like, the line's not going to break. You just have to
You got to fight it, hook it, get it in. Wow. All right. I want to see it. Wicked Tuna. You say you can do it.
You set it up, and I'll do it.
You set it up. I'll set it up, and let's see if you can do it. I love it. All right, Jeremy Paulson, thank you.
Thank you.
You never know what you're going to hear on this show. Make it count, everybody. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.